And by rules of the NFL, you cannot have a helmet that's 10 years older or more. That's just a rule. That's a safety precaution. And they're not going to change the rules because a wide receiver wants to be a diva about it. Now, 100%, I get that he wants to be comfortable. He likes wearing it. He can see better in it when he's on the field. He's never had a major head injury, according to him. But at the same time, and I get it. I do. You have to be comfortable. You have to find a helmet that fits you. I respect that. Mike Mayock respects that. John Gruden respects that. And they have been. But what I have an issue with is that he continuously doesn't want to show up to training camp or practices in general because of this helmet situation. There was an issue with it for like a week long. He finally came back. He was there for the preseason game when the Raiders took on the Cardinals on Thursday night. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, he didn't show up. And honestly, I think Mike Mayock is absolutely fed up. Listen to what Mike Mayock had to say about it.
Right. So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay, but at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in. We're all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going, and we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No questions, okay?
So does that sound like a general manager that's pretty fed up with his player? Just a little bit, right? Reggie Bush replied to that video, and he said, oh my, oh wow. Everybody is shocked. They've never seen something so critical happen like this. Antonio Brown not showing up has to be just the most annoying thing that could be happening for Mike Mayock and John Gruden, because they have backed their wide receiver. They have continuously given him chances and say, we support you, and given him all the avenues and revenues they need. But he'll show up, then not show up. He showed up today, didn't show up yesterday. It's not about just showing up, Antonio Brown. It's about being trusted. It's about continuously showing up and being there for your teammates. You are one of the best NFL wide receivers in the NFL, man. And you're supposed to be a veteran on this young stud team the Raiders have. And it's like the roles are reversed, where the rookies need to have a better influence on you so you show up. That's not how it should be. It should be you, Antonio Brown, Burfitt, etc. on that team that are veterans, Derek Carr, to be the leaders and for the rookies. Antonio Brown, I get that he has this helmet issue and he wants to continuously fight for it. And I'm not downgrading him for fighting for the helmet. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm downgrading the fact that he's not showing up for his team continuously. He's got to be there for them, and he's not. He's continuing not to do that. Mike Mayock, does that sound like a guy that's fed up? He said they have 89 other players busting their tail trying to make this roster. And then they have an NFL all-pro wide receiver who doesn't want to show up. And Schaefer's got a good point. Who's going to take him in fantasy? Because that could be a top-tier receiver in the league. But there's like 100 different question marks right there that says, will he even be there? And then Antonio Brown's agent provided an update on some TV station in Miami. The TV station was a 7 Sports Extra. It's about where AB stands with the Raiders after general manager Mike Mayock's comments yesterday. They're trying to condense and figure out, is Antonio Brown all in or is he all out? And that's what Mike Mayock wants to figure out. And then Antonio Brown's agent, he didn't really enjoy that comment by Mayock.